Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. On today's program, we'll be listening to the singing and the songwriting of the legendary Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr was singing leads on that song, and he was also playing drums. Yes, Ringo Starr. Well, you know what? Ringo Starr has just released a brand new album on January 30th, and it's called Ringo Starr 2012. This is Ringo's 16th studio album, and it's a self-produced album. It's interesting because Ringo and his all-star band, you know, Ringo has been recording and performing since the days that he first started with the Beatles, and he's always collaborated with a variety of different songwriters and producers, but on this most recent album and on the previous album from 2010, why not? Ringo has finally self-produced his own albums, and you can really hear who he is and what his music is like. There's a very interesting companion DVD on this new release, and it features a lot of interviews with Ringo, and he's talking about each of the songs on this new album and how he wrote them and what he was thinking about. And it's fascinating, not only because of what he has to say. He does mention that he never practices playing drums, by the way. that he just knows how. It's also interesting for where it's recorded. Apparently, they're in his home recording studio, and there's a lot of personal effects around. And it was interesting for me to see, you know, what does he have? What pictures does he have on the walls? Does he have any of the Beatle memorabilia? And he only has one or two things, and it's very subtle. But right behind his drum set, is a large poster on the wall. And when the Beatles opened a boutique called the Apple Boutique in London, there was a designer called The Fool, and they did a poster, and it hangs right behind Ringo Starr's drum sets. The other thing that was fascinating about the things on the studio walls was that he has a poster, and this was an original poster from the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, and it's Rory Storm and the Hurricane is the lead act, and at the bottom it says, and the Beatles from Liverpool. So, you know, Rory Storm and the Hurricane. When Ringo Starr started his career, he was born on July 7th in 1940 in Liverpool. He was playing with a couple of different skiffle bands. You know, skiffle was a big craze. And he actually records one of the earliest skiffle songs called the Rock Island Line. He does that on this 2012 album. After he plays with a couple of skiffle bands, he joins his first rock and roll band, which is Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. And that's where he meets the Beatles in Germany when they're both playing these gigs at the Star Club. Well, he leaves Rory Storm and he joins the Beatles in 1962. And probably the earliest recording that I've ever heard of Ringo Starr singing lead is when he sings with the Beatles in a recording that was made live for the BBC radio in 1963, a song by Carl Perkins called Matchbox. We're about to listen to that song. In those days, when John or Paul would write a song, John or Paul would sing the lead. But when the Beatles started, they all sang. Ringo sang, and George also sang, and they would sing covers of other rock and roll songs, like George sang Roll Over Beethoven. Well, you know, Ringo sang this song by Carl Perkins. And, you know, the song we heard at the top of the program, A Little Help from My Friends, that's a Lennon and McCartney song. And basically, Ringo didn't really write and record his own composition until quite late in the Beatles' career. In 1968, on the White Album, is the first time we have a song that Ringo, that Richard Starkey gets the credit for. And it's called Don't Pass Me By, and it was recorded in November of 68. We're also about to hear that song. And it's interesting, it was his very first solo composition, and the very first time that that song is mentioned is during those BBC recordings. Back in 1964, they're talking about Paul McCartney's song, And I Love Her. And, you know, they ask Ringo if he'd ever written a song. And Paul makes a joke on the radio, and he actually sings the first line, Don't Pass Me By, Don't Make Me Cry, Don't Make Me Blue. So apparently Ringo had written that song earlier back in 1964, but they didn't record it until 68. On the White Album. And after that, there's another Richard Starkey composition the following year on the Beatles' Abbey Road album. We have Octopus's Garden. We're also going to listen to that song. And here's a quote from George Harrison. You know, he really worked with Ringo on the song Octopus's Garden. You know, probably because he was always like the third man out as the songwriter. And what George Harrison had to say is, Octopus's Garden is Ringo's song. It's only the second song Ringo has ever written, mind you, and it's lovely. He added that the song gets very deep into your consciousness because it's so peaceful. I suppose Ringo is writing cosmic songs these days without even realizing it. So let's listen to Matchbox, BBC Live, then Don't Pass Me By from the White Album, and then finally Octopus's Garden from Abbey Road, Ringo Starr and the Beatles.
The next few minutes are in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Beatles. In my young days, when I was a lad.
listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock ticking on the mantelshelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, and why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You never know it hurt me so. Don't make me cry. I'm sorry that I doubted you. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. Then that's all right, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You never know it hurt me so.
He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and around, because we know we can't be found.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do.
To be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Octopus's Garden. That song is by Richard Starkey. You know him as Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr was the drummer with the Beatles. And we just heard from 1963 Matchbox by Carl Perkins, recorded live for the BBC Radio. And then we heard Don't Pass Me By, Richard Starkey's first song. And then Octopus's Garden from Abbey Road with the Beatles. You know, it's interesting, even though, you know, it's such a famous story, the Beatles, and you know, how the group dynamics were. And Ringo Starr was always so humorous. He always seemed so easygoing. And no matter what tensions there were, it seems like he was always really close to each of the other guys in the band, you know. During the White Album, he got so upset with all the tensions and everything going on with the recording that he actually was the first person to quit the Beatles. And he left the band in 1968, and he spent 2 weeks on a yacht, well, actually Peter Sellers' yacht, and that's where he wrote the song Octopus's Garden. And, you know, he was gone for 2 weeks, and they're all in the studio recording the White Album, and they all ask him, please come back, John Lennon sent him telegrams. George Harrison set flowers up all over the studios for Ringo's return, saying, welcome home. It's a beautiful thing. But in any event, you know, the Beatles stopped recording together and broke up in the public, very public, in 1970. But it's like they didn't skip a heartbeat. Everybody was already recording all kinds of things. There was so much music going on in 1970, the year that they broke up. George Harrison apparently had so many songs stored up that he did a double album, All Things Must Pass. He stayed right there in Abbey Road. He kept recording. Ringo recorded with him on his album. Ringo, before the year is over in 1970, Ringo releases two albums. One is called Sentimental Journey, and one is called Boku of Blues. Paul McCartney's working on his solo album, you know, McCartney. And basically, on Paul's album, Paul plays all the instruments by himself. And John Lennon's working with the Plastic Ono Band. So it's interesting for me because there was a project that Ringo Starr did that very same year, which I really found out about kind of accidentally. He traveled out to Los Angeles in 1970, and for Stephen Stills' first solo album, you know, it had been Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Well, when Stephen Stills recorded his first solo album, Ringo Starr plays drums with him. He flies out to Los Angeles and records a song called Song to a Flame on Stephen Stills' solo album. That very same year that all that solo stuff is happening, as far as I know, this is the first time that Ringo had performed with somebody outside of the Beatles. So we're going to listen to that song, and I want you to, you know, it's Stephen Stills, it's a gorgeous song, but listen to how beautiful Ringo Starr plays the drums. The following year, in 1971, George Harrison puts on the concert for Bangladesh, and Ringo performs on that concert live. And I have a recording of him singing It Don't Come Easy, his own composition, live with George Harrison in the concert for Bangladesh. And then a couple of years after that, in 1973, Ringo releases his third studio album called Ringo. And this is the first time since the Beatles broke up in 1970 where all four of them appear on the same album. It's like, you know, Ringo was so close to each of them. And so we're going to be listening to a song that John Lennon wrote for Ringo called I'm the Greatest. And Ringo's singing lead and John Lennon is singing harmony and playing the piano. And George Harrison is playing the guitar. Ringo's playing the drums. And their old friend Klaus Voormann is playing bass. So let's listen to these songs. We'll start with Stephen Stills, Ringo on drums, 1970. Don't Come Easy, Ringo's song from the concert for Bangladesh, followed by John Lennon's song, I'm the Greatest, from Ringo in 1973.
A flame, she is far away, out of reach. Will she burn her wings? I can only watch, out of touch, out of wish I could tell if she's all right, feeling fine. Lucky for me, I'm not a jealous man. Out of thank you.
My mama told me I was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great.
Star from his self-titled album Ringo. That was from 1973. John Lennon wrote that song. He's playing piano and singing with Ringo, and George Harrison is playing guitar. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on a snowy afternoon on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, they all loved Ringo. And before he died in September of 1980, John Lennon had a lovely quote to say about Ringo. This is what John said in 1980. Ringo was a star in his own right in Liverpool before we even met. He was a professional drummer who sang and performed and had Ringo Starr time. And he was in one of the top groups in Britain, but especially in Liverpool before we even had a drummer. So Ringo's talent would have come out one way or the other as something or other. I don't know what he would have ended up as, but whatever that spark is in Ringo that we all know but can't put our finger on, whether it is acting, drumming, or singing, I don't know. There is something in him that is projectable, and he would have surfaced with or without the Beatles. Ringo is a damn good drummer. Yeah, John Lennon. So, Ringo Starr. Right after John died, about 6 months after he died, George Harrison released an album called Somewhere in England. And it was... It was a song that he wrote called All Those Years Ago that he released on that album in 1981, shortly after John's death. And they all come together, the three remaining Beatles, to perform on this song, All Those Years Ago. George Harrison wrote it and is singing lead and playing the guitar. Ringo is playing the drums. And Paul and Linda McCartney are singing backup vocals. I thought that would be a wonderful song for us to hear. And then we'll hear a song from Ringo Starr's 2010 album called Why Not. The song is called Peace Dream. And Ringo stays true to who he is and all the things that the Beatles had said and that they believed. You know, that was a part of Ringo's personal outlook on life. And you hear it through all his music, this really positive sense of live in the present moment, let go of the past, and do the things that you know are going to make the world a better place. So from 1981, All Those Years Ago, from George Harrison's Somewhere in England, followed by Ringo Starr, Peace Dream.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog, and you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give, they don't act with much honesty. Thank you.
last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place for you and me. Can't you see? No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for. Like John Lennon said in Amsterdam from his bed, one day the world will wake up to see the reality. Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place.
Was Paul McCartney on bass. That's Ringo's song Peace Dream from his 2010 album called Why Not. And right before that, we heard Ringo playing drums with George Harrison on the song All Those Years Ago, and Paul and Linda McCartney singing along. So, Ringo Starr has really been active. That album that we just heard, Peace Dream, from the Why Not album. That's the first time that Ringo actually self-produced an album. And the sound on that album and the sound on the most recent release that he just came out of, to me, it's like, it's so much the energy of how the Beatles performed and sounded, you know, without even trying. So many people have tried to imitate that sound, but there's something intrinsic about the way that Ringo plays the drums and hears the music. It's just really an amazing recording. I'm enjoying it very much. That song, Peace Dream, he co-wrote Richard Starkey, Gary Wright, and Gary Nicholson. And most of the songs on the album called Why Not, and on this most recent album, are compositions that he co-writes with a lot of other people, Van Dyke Parks, Glenn Ballard, and the same people that he co-wrote with on the 2010 album show up on Ringo 2012. And so on this new album, which was just released on January 30 of 2012, on this new album he has, he does a song called The Rock Island Line, which was a skiffle song in the early 50s that John Lennon used to sing. He does songs about being a kid in Liverpool. He writes songs with Dave Stewart. But there's one song on the new album, 2012, that Richard Starkey wrote by himself. And I, when I heard the album, it really stuck out in my ear. And I wanted to play it for you today. The song is called Step Lively, and Ringo wrote the song. But when I did a little bit of research, I didn't realize this, that this song originally appeared on Ringo Starr's 1973 album. You know, we heard that song that John Lennon wrote, I'm the Greatest. Well, this song, Step Lively, also was on that album. And it's interesting that here in 2012, that Ringo is recording that song again. You know, and it's a wonderful song. It's so, it makes me think of in the movie A Hard Day's Night, where there's this one scene along the river, and it's a solo scene of Ringo just walking around the river by himself, you know, kicking stones, looking at the water, looking at the sky, kind of sad, but not really, just kind of walking along. It captures Ringo's personality. And the song, Step Lively, You're Moving Too Fast. Take your time, boy. Soon the pain will pass. In the meantime, you got to find yourself a love that's going to last. That's fabulous. So let's listen to a couple of songs from Ringo Starr 2012. Let's hear that song, Step Lively. And then we'll hear a song called Anthem. Ringo Starr.
Step lightly. You're moving too fast. Take your time, boy. Soon the pain will pass. In the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Lightning. Things will work out fine, nice and easy. All it takes is time, please believe me. I wish this song was yours instead of mine. Now don't be angry at what I'm telling you. But in the meantime, you gotta find yourself the love that's true to you. But in the meantime, you gotta find yourself the love that's gonna last. I told you, things don't work out fast, gotta go now. Forget about the past, but in the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Now don't be angry at what I'm telling you. But in the
gonna
Ringo Starr, 2012. We just heard two songs, Anthem and Step Lightly. You know, Ringo was born in Liverpool City, and the Liverpool City Council decided that they were going to bulldoze 9 Madryn Street, where he was born, because it had no cultural significance. Well, then they changed their mind, and they announced that the building where Ringo Starr was born is going to be taken apart brick by brick and preserved after all. Ringo Starr, what a legend. If you're interested in seeing Ringo Starr live, he's actually coming here, right here to our community. He's going to be at Bethel Woods on June 16th, 2012. Ringo Starr and the All Star Band. Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. If you'd like to drop me a line, please send an email, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233.